Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Koepka, 12, the watering hole, he's posing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Chase Koepka.
Yeah. Oh! There it is! There it is! We promised you an ace on 12, and Chase Koepka has delivered!
The hole-in-one on the party hole. It's an iconic moment. LIV Golf Adelaide from 10:30 a.m. Friday through Sunday, live and free on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. On that coverage, you will see Su Ann Heng, who is a former world number one golfer and an intricate part of the LIV Golf coverage as an analyst and the podcast host. Su Ann, great to have you on the program. Welcome to SEN.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Lovely to have you back in Australia. How, when you think back on last year's event, which we like to think played a major role in really establishing LIV worldwide, how significant was it in your mind?
Oh, I think, speaking to so many of the players, including all of our broadcasters as well, I think this is the event that really set the benchmark for LIV Golf in terms of the energy, in terms of the standard of play, in terms of the golf course. It was spectacular last year, and this year I think and I hope it's going to get better. I don't know how it's going to get better, but it just keeps getting better. It is so much fun.
The Grange is an iconic golf course here. Is it just about the best golf course that LIV plays across in the year?
I certainly would put it, one of the top fives. We play some fantastic golf courses globally. That's one of the greatest things about what we do. We do go to all corners of the world, including Australia, bringing the best players and this caliber of players to these corners of the world and really trying to grow the game in these parts. And I know Australia, you guys love your golf, and the Grange is in great shape. I'm going to go out there today, but I've heard it's even better than it was last year. I can't imagine how, but apparently it's a lot firmer and the conditions look spectacular.
The dynamic within LIV Golf with John Rahm added this year, Su Ann. So we were at the Vegas tournament during Super Bowl week. That was the second. How has his presence added to what you're growing?
Obviously, when you have a player like John, especially with what he's done in his career and where he's going to go in his career, it certainly adds to sort of the gravitas of the league, doesn't it? But we do have a stacked amount of players, but certainly John coming and adding his team, Legion 13, this season. They've already won twice in five events. They certainly are one to beat. They've come in kind of guns blazing. But John certainly has, our league was already elevated, but I think he's just taken it up another notch. And you can certainly tell everybody, wants to beat the guy, right? And he wants to beat everyone else. So it certainly adds that competitive edge to what we already had.
Who's been the dominant single player through five events so far this year, would you say, Su Ann?
Oh, that's a really tough question. I mean, we've had five different winners. But I think coming into this week, I did pick Joaquin Niemann. Just watching him the last five events, he's been playing some amazing golf. He won twice in the offseason. He played great in Dubai. Obviously won our our first event in Mexico in a playoff against Sergio Garcia. And he's just kind of been up there, you know, in the last five events. Obviously, John Rahm is certainly one of the hot favorites coming into this week as well. He has not finished, I believe, outside the top six or the top eight in his five events here on LIV. And I got to also, you know, say Cam Smith, right? I mean, he's the home favorite coming into Adelaide. I know he played decently well last year. He played great at the Masters. So he's coming in with some momentum as well.
Yeah, so I think there'd be a great hope that the Australian team can perform well this week. What prospects of that do you think? The Ripper GC.
Yeah, the Ripper boys. I'm sure the whole country is rooting for them. You know, last year I got the privilege to follow Cam for a couple of days on the golf course. And I said this to one of our volunteer drivers who drove me from the airport to the hotel. And I said, look, there are plenty of sporting events that are so much fun, right? You go to a waste management that's on the PGA Tour, you go to any other sporting event. But when you come to Australia and you have an Australian who is so loved, or Australian team that's so loved by Australians, the energy is just so different when you're on site. It's not just like a party vibe. You can certainly feel the atmosphere and the vibe with the Australians supporting the Australians. It's really quite special. It's something I can't describe. I do hope they play well this week. I know a lot of people are rooting for them. Last year, their merchandise sold out within a day or 2 days. I can't imagine it's going to be any different this year, considering the fact that we have so many more tickets sold. But yeah, I think the Ripper boys are certainly one of the favorites coming into this week.
And are the players thinking about reprising the deed of the hole-in-one at the Party Hole, which went global?
How good was that, by the way? I know you replayed that clip, and just listening to it gave me a chill down my spine. You know, of course, on a hole like that, you want to have a hole-in-one. Nothing. It's so difficult to beat an atmosphere like that. But, you know, the players have so much fun on that hole. Not only the hole-in-one, but even when you hit a great shot, you know, the players have a walk-on song, so they pick a song that they want to be played right before they tee off. It's got fans all the way lined up through the entire hole, and sometimes they do caddy races. So it is a spectacular event and a spectacular sort of atmosphere on the 12th hole. But yeah, I am really hoping we have more than one hole-in-one this year. That would be awesome.
It would indeed. Sue Anna, enjoy your time here in Australia, and thank you for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me on.
Sue Anna Heng there. She is part of Channel 7's coverage, so the LIV Golf Adelaide coverage, 11:30 Friday to Sunday, live and free on Channel 7 and 7 Plus. And SEN has the exclusive radio rights of LIV Golf Adelaide. Hear all the action from the same time, 11:30 Friday morning on the SEN app and through SEN Fanatic. The voice of Australian golf, Pat Welsh, leads the coverage. How perfect. Along with scratch golfers Nick Del Santo and Matt Rogers, plus Miles Fitzner and Grand GC Pro Gary Simpson. If you're heading along, take your headphones, take your earbuds, and listen live on course.